From the headquarters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem, this is Israel in the News. I'm Bob Sauer. Polls closed Tuesday in Israel's general elections, resulting in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's re-election to a fifth term in office. Fox's Trey Yingst reports.
With nearly all the votes counted, Netanyahu's Likud party stayed the largest, beating its main competitor, the Blue and White Party, by more than 10,000 votes. Reactions to the victory are pouring in from around the world, with President Trump calling it good for peace. As for reaction from the Palestinians to the election results, a senior Palestinian official said this morning that Israel has chosen racism and permanent conflict. While reaching a 61-seat majority in the 120-seat Israeli parliament, it will be easier for Netanyahu to form a government.
Celebrating with his supporters in Tel Aviv, the prime minister told them, quote, "I am very moved on this night. It is a night of an incredible victory." While the Blue and White Party running against Netanyahu conceded the election, the Times of Israel reports that party leader Benny Gantz has vowed that he will continue to challenge Netanyahu's government from the opposition. The first private spacecraft intended to reach the surface of the moon fell just short of its goal on Thursday night. The Israeli spacecraft named Bereshit, meaning Genesis, suffered engine failure a few miles above the moon's surface and then crashed onto the lunar floor. But the new exploration of space has still captured the imagination of the Israeli people. Fox News' Eben Brown has more.
When Israeli business magnate and philanthropist Morris Kahn got involved with an XPRIZE project, he hoped it could be a mission of pride for his fellow Israelis.
The Apollo effect in America generated a whole generation of young people who went in for engineering, science, mathematics, and we tried to do the same in Israel.
Although this first moon landing came up just short, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say.
If at first you don't succeed, you try again.
And that's just what Israel plans to do. According to SpaceIL co-founder Yariv Bash, it will take about 2 or 3 years to get the next prototype ready for launch. In a move long pushed for by Israel, the Trump administration this week designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. Fox's Rich Edson has the story.
The Trump administration's designating Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. That allows the United States to criminally charge those supporting it. It's the first time the U.S. has designated part of a government as a foreign terrorist organization.
This has been Israel in the News, a weekly news summary presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Find out how you can help needy Jews celebrate Passover this year at israelinthenews.org. I'm Bob Sauer.